is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Heidi Klum, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God. Do you usually do that voice?
When I'm trying not to be annoying, because my voice is always very high, because I don't know why, because I'm always excited. I don't know if it's excitement. Even when I'm not excited, it's annoying and high, but
I could put it down here if I really wanted to.
Oh, my God. If you ever got in a fight with your husband, would you be like, listen to me?
No, then he would maybe listen to me. Yeah.
You get super
no,
low.
No, but with this annoying voice, I never have to say anything twice. You know, it's perfect. Everyone can hear me at all times. I'm always like loud and annoying, and it just pierces through the whole house. I have four kids, so everyone hears everything at all times.
Have people told you you have annoying voice? I never thought
yes,
this.
Really? Of course.
I love your voice.
No, I wouldn't know.
Like the accent, the vibe. I love it. Well, today I'm going to hype you up and tell you I actually love your voice. So
Thank you.
Anyone that told you you don't have a good voice. You're like, well, it's my children, Alex. I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, love you. Hearts. Okay.
I know. My daughter might come by because she's obsessed.
Oh, my God. I hope she does. I saw you guys at the Golden Globes together. You walked the carpet. You guys looked amazing.
Thank you.
Is it fun to go to events with your daughter now?
It is, but she is, you know, I'm more easygoing and she's like, I mean, I put on a dress, it fits, I'm like, good to go. She is like, I don't know, let's try this, let's try that. She literally did her bun, like, I want to say 3 times. So I don't know.
Is she going to be like, Mom, why the fuck did you blow up my spot on Call Her Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Plus, when I say something, you know, it's never good what I say in any case, because like, what do you know? You're old and, you know, this is not how we do these things now. It's 2024, you know.
It is so crazy to even hear that, because like to the world, I'm like, you're Heidi Klum. You're so freaking iconic. And then your daughter's like, Mom, you're like old. Shut up. You don't know anything. This is what we do on TikTok. And you're like, no, I know
everything. No, but it's true. No, I really don't. I mean, I can't even upload anything on TikTok. I am on there, but I need to have someone to put it on for me, especially when I do the stop and start stuff. I can't figure it out. It's literally like, I can't figure it out. I don't know.
I love how you're addressing everyone in this room. You're like making eye contact with everyone. You can look at me.
Do you know how to do it?
No.
They're not here. We're all
alone.
They're not here.
Heidi, you are cracking me up.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that, because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Prime Video.
I am a certified rom-com addict. I love watching movies and shows that are funny and cute and romantic and make me want to cuddle up to Matt, okay? And Prime Video feeds that addiction. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donald Glover, and Maya Erskine kind of love each other, kind of hate each other, and really love to rip each other's clothes off. Dare I say, better than the original. My Lady Jane, a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes steamy historical reimagining of the story of Lady Jane Grey. You can watch both of these and a whole lot more on Prime Video. You can also indulge in even more rom-com classics by adding channels like Max, Stars, and Paramount Plus. Prime Video, find your favorite flirty rom-coms all in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Okay, so you're from Germany.
Yes.
What do you miss about Germany when you're
not
in the United States?
Not a whole lot.
Really?
No. I mean, apart from my parents, mm-hmm. my brother, mm-hmm. the occasional sausage. But then again, I found great sausages now here too, so we're good. Also, the potatoes are a little different. And yes, we're potato heads from Germany, so we have different kind of potatoes. Like, if I want a potato to stay hard after boiling, I have a very hard time finding that one here. Ooh. They all kind of, like, get very floury and they fall apart.
Let's just clarify. Sausages, you mean actual eating sausages, not the dicks in Germany.
No, I'm talking about, but, well, I have a German husband.
Right. Love the German sausage.
And yes, I mean, I have had many different sausages, but I ended up with a German one. Yes.
Okay.
The German sausages, what can I say?
Let's talk about that German sausage.
The one that I buy here or the one that I have at home all the time? Which one are we talking about?
Let's talk about the sausage you have at home, your yes. German husband.
Yes.
Okay, what do German guys bring to the table that American men are lacking?
I don't know. I mean, that's like, I don't know. I mean, what we have together, because he's German, we have the same roots. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the little sayings that we have or experiences, even though I'm 16 years older than him, we have the same kind of understanding. It's yeah. just yeah. different. You yeah. know, when you come from the same place, you hear the same kind of German Oompa Loompa songs that we have there. He knows them all.
We give it to us.
So
can
we
give
have
us
like,
the song?
I mean, okay, no, I'm thinking of a stupid one, like Alle meine Entchen, like, you know, the little duck song. Alle meine Entchen schwimmen auf dem See, schwimmen auf dem See, Köpfchen in das Wasser, Schwänzchen in die Höhe. I know it's like dumb. It's just like one little kid song, but we have so many of those things, right. you know, that we just have in common that yes. no one here would understand what we're talking
right,
about.
Right. The American sausages don't have the history that you have with the German sausages.
Yes.
I appreciate that answer. Okay. Okay. Yeah. You were discovered at 18 years old when you won a national modeling competition. Yeah. I'm curious, like, what was your friends and family reaction? Were they like, oh, that's just Heidi. Of course she did. Or was it a big deal when you won?
It was a big deal when I won because it was all over the news. It was on television for 6 months. So it was a very long competition, you know, and you had to win the week, the month. And then in the end, it was 6 girls from 6 months, you know, each week they were showing girls on television. And in the end, I won that thing. And I won 300,000 Deutschmark, wow. which is, I have no idea what that would be in dollars today. Maybe like $150,000.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like 18 years old and I got all that dough. And obviously that was like a big deal. And it was in the newspapers everywhere. My town is small. So, you know, the butcher or the bakery, you know, they all know you right. since you're like little. And all of a sudden the newspapers are full of you. And so they're like, you know, they look at you all of a sudden differently. Right. And then I went to Milan, I went to London, Paris, and it was very hard for me to get any jobs over there. And I just thought like, hey, I just won this contest. Right. Like, what's next? There was nothing next. So, you know, I went to thousands of castings and people were always like, why are you so happy? Maybe skip a meal. You're a little bit on the fat side. Or, you know, those types of things. And I was like, really? And then I left Europe and I went to America, went to Miami for a hot minute mm-hmm. and went on castings there. I mean, that was also crazy because you go to a casting and you're like number 195. You sit there for 2 hours and then they're like, okay, next. And then you're like at the dentist's office and there's thousands of girls. And then you go in there, they look at your 5 photos that you have and they're like, thanks, bye. And this is like every day.
Right. Wait, when they would say to you, like, why are you so happy, basically lose weight, like, stop eating, like, was that something you experienced a lot in your career?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I come from a time when, you know, they would call it heroin chic at the time, you know, like photos would be different than today. You know, people would be like hanging like this or I don't know.
Right.
You know, it was just a different kind of slouchy, you know, you would slouch a lot. And I was just not like that. Mm-hmm. I danced 15 years. So I'm in there and I'm like, okay, first position, let's go. Kind of like that, you know. Right. So I was really not fitting into what mm-hmm. was in at the time.
Yeah. Did you ever start to be like, okay, go home. Maybe I should stop eating.
No.
No, you didn't.
I liked food too much. And plus I was never, I don't know, I always kind of was going to the beat of my own drum. Mm. And, you know, but in Paris, especially, you know, I wanted to be in the fashion shows and I tried any which way and I couldn't really get in any which way. Yeah. The hips were either too wide or the boobs were too big. And, but I was like, I'm going to find something that I can do in this industry. And so I went from Miami then to New York City. And then, you know, I branched all into the catalog world, but I never really got that art type stuff, yeah. You know, the artsy stuff with the cool hand makeup and the cool clothes. So it was always more like, you know, the approachable kind of stuff, which made me a lot of money, but I was never super fulfilled in the terms of, I also want to like do some cool stuff, you know, and people are always like, you're never going to be on a cover of a magazine. You're way too this and you're way too that. But then people did book me at some point, and then I got on the cover of French Vogue and German Vogue and whatever, you know, and then all of a sudden it started and people were then giving me chances and, you know, it then changed. All of a sudden I could do both.
How do you think your people in your high school would have described you back then?
Well, I was always very outgoing with my clothes. Mm-hmm. Like I would wear things for my mom. I would have a lot of makeup on, gigantic jewelry. I would do crazy things with my hair. She would give me perms. My hair was red, then highlighted. My mom was a hairdresser. Got it. And so I was the guinea pig a lot of the times. And also, I don't know, huge blazers from my dad, things on the flea market, stuff that I find in the basement. My mom was also sewing. So whenever she was doing something for my Barbie, I was getting the same, like, I was always very out there with how I looked. So I got a lot of shit from that, but you are who you are. And that's how I was. And so I didn't really care.
I think that like probably so many women are listening with a little bit of envy because of how confident you are and just being like, yeah, I just was myself and I went for it. Like, do you have any advice of like, how did you become this confident?
See, I don't know if this is something that you can read in a book mm-hmm. or hear in a podcast and then change yourself. Yeah. I feel like a lot of it is how you were brought up. You know, I've never also had issues with my body. And I think also that's how I was brought up. Like my parents were running around nude in the house. We would go to FKK beaches, which is, you know, we had a camper and, you know, we go to places where everyone is nude. And so, you know, you just run around. So I never had that when I have to go change. And even today where people are like, all like, okay, you can go all the way for an hour that way and there's a room there or whatever. I'm just, yeah, or I could just also do it right here and work quicker.
Oh, interesting.
So I've never really, I don't know, cared about it that much either.
You know? I think it's like such a healthier approach. I think like when you're young, so many, especially little girls, if you're getting your boobs or whatever, it's like you wear a different shirt, like put a bra on.
I couldn't wait for them to come. I think way back when I was always wishing, oh, I wish I had some and I can't wait for them to come. When they came, I was like, one first came and I was like, wait, what is happening? Why is only one side coming out and the other one isn't? I didn't know. But surely enough, the other one came too at some point. But it was just like this for a hot minute. It kind of was.
That is amazing.
Did you have that too? Or was that just, no. I mean, I don't.
You know what, Heidi?
Is that normal?
I can't relate to that specifically. I did have them both come at the same time.
Yeah, I did.
So I can imagine you were like, what is going on here? But I'm assuming you still went to the beach, you got nude, and you didn't give a shit, right?
No, I didn't.
That, I think that's so healthy, clearly. And I think I wish we could get better at that as hopefully my generation has children, of like making from a younger age young women feel so comfortable in their bodies and just like good as they are, as opposed to being like cover up or like why are you wearing that or like you look slutty wearing that. You're like, I was at the beach nude with my family and like no one thought it was strange or weird or told me any differently. I think that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. I'm like, I try to be like that with my kids.
Yeah,
obviously when you know no one is there, I'm in my garden also, you know, I'm topless. And, you know, they will come. They're like, you know, my friend is coming over, mom, put your top on. And I'm like, when have I ever not had a top on when your friend was coming over? Of course I will. But they always make sure, mom, just a little warning, what's going to happen here. And I'm like, don't worry. I also don't want to flash anyone just to flash someone. It's just, I just don't love tan lights.
Heidi, you are iconic. This is amazing.
My husband loves tan lines. I don't.
I think that they can be sexy, but you know what? If you're this confident naked, why do you need a tan line? You're just naked all the time in your garden.
Because I think some guys think it's hot to have a tan line. Like he thinks this is hot to have like a white triangle thing here and here, you know?
Uh-huh.
For me, this is very inconvenient.
So you're a bit of a nudist. And so you are walking around your house naked. Are your kids...
No, that's not really how it is.
Can I ask you then, like, when do you choose to be fully naked and nude?
No, when I'm going to bed with my husband, uh-huh. You know, like in the garden, I will like still have like a little knick-knock on. But like if it's gorgeous outside and it's boiling hot and no one is around, I have my top off in my garden. I have no neighbors. It's like no one can see anything. So... off it goes.
And your kids are like, mom, only when we're home, but not with our friends.
For sure.
Do you think that your children one day would do that with their kids, or are they like not into it?
I don't know, because also they are not as open as I am, strangely. Think, because I've kind of been like that their whole life, I would have thought they are very similar. Maybe later in life they will be like that, I don't know, but so far no, they're not. They go and change somewhere else and then they come back.
Is your husband into nudity? Like, is he like walking around naked as well
in front of me? 100%.
But not the kids?
No, of course not. 100% no.
He's not in the garden with his dick out just like, whoa, he's got a new eggplant.
I don't think the kids could handle that.
Is your favorite thing to do naked gardening?
No, I don't even garden.
Oh, wait, why are you in your garden? Wait, this whole conversation has been about your garden.
No, I lay in the garden. I just tan in the garden. No, I don't have a green thumb at all. No. I'm just laying in it.
You like weed whacking, Heidi.
No.
Like,
no.
Tits out. I'm like, ooh, this bush.
No, I should have been more specific. No, it's just like, you know, when you like lay there tanning. I love tanning.
And you look amazing. My dermatologist is like, don't look at the sun. I'm like,
I know. Okay. They tell me that all the time. I'm like, la, la, la. I didn't hear that. What do you put on? You don't tan?
Heidi, I do not go in the sun.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend, too. She never goes
I'm
in
terrified.
The sun. I have a friend. She never goes in the sun. And she's always covering her face. But she's always uber pasty white. You know, there's also 50 SPF that doesn't make you completely look like chalk.
Chalk. Oh.
You know, there's also other 50 that, you know, you look normal.
Maybe she's just not like rubbing it in enough. Like,
and then, you know, full sleeves, everything. And then it's like, I feel like there's also a joy in all. I mean, for me, there's a joy in being in the sun. So I'm not like always hiding behind like.
No, I'm the creeper behind the bushes with like the huge hat.
But
like,
you don't look super pale for that. Do you?
No, this is a spray tan. I'm naturally so, so pale. Like you would like walk past me and not know it's a person. Like you're like, oh my God, like I could match with the walls. I'm so, so pale. So
I match with your couch.
Yeah, you do. I feel like right now everything you see on social media is like how to stop anti-aging and like how to not look this and how to not get a wrinkle, and it's so overwhelming as women.
It's like you go cuckoo.
Literally, I feel like I'm getting brainwashed of like, I'm not gonna lie, I think it's been the past 2 years, like I haven't gone in the sun, I don't go in the sun, like I'm avoiding it. And I'm like, but you're right, it does make me happy, so what the fuck am I doing?
Well, also it's like, it's the same with tattoos. Like my dad was always like, why are you doing this? Like, how are you going to look when you're like 70s? Who cares?
Right.
How I look when I'm 70. I want to have fun now.
Oh my God. This is 2024. I'm having like a revelation. I'm like, you're so right. Who gives a shit? And also, who cares if you're wrinkly when you're older? You're like, oh, I had the best time of my life tanning and I'm going to keep tanning.
But I waited so I look good right now. Who cares?
You're so right. Who gives a shit if you look good at 70? You're going to be like enjoying life, reading a book.
Obviously, well, I hope I still look fabulous at 70, but... If I'm not, it's okay. I had a great time up until that moment. You know?
You had the best time in the garden.
Meanwhile, it's not that far off, the 70. I see it already. I see it. Well, I'm looking at the 60 already. So 70 is like right behind that.
You look amazing. No one would even know. We did talk about your career a little bit. I want to close the loop specifically on like what was your I made it moment where you're like, oh my God.
Definitely Sports Illustrated and definitely Victoria's Secret at the time. And they kind of, those big two lottery wins for me came kind of at the same time. And again, there too, they never wanted me to go. They were like, yeah, you know, Victoria's Secret at the time, you knew every girl that was in that catalog. And so they were like, and I was like, I want to go. I want them to tell me that I'm not good enough, not you to tell me that I'm not good enough. So I was just like in the ear, nagging, to the point where they were like, oh, let's send her already. And then I went and they both booked me. So, and not only that, first time I was booked on Sports Illustrated, that year I got to be on the cover. So it's like you cannot always listen to all the people telling you what you are and what you're not. Mm-hmm. You have to always do what you want to be, you know?
That is insane. So they were like agents telling you, like, yeah. No, we're not. Oh, yeah. My God.
Because they had the power, you know, if they don't send you. And yes, they don't even need to push you in a certain way, but just send me, because then when I go to the door, through the door, it's up to me to either, you know, they like me or they don't like me.
It is so inspirational though for you to say that, because I bet people listening, like, we all have that, whether it's like a teacher telling us like you shouldn't go into this profession even if you're obsessed with it, or like whatever it is, like going for a job or going for a guy or going whatever it is. But if you know you want to do it, like, who gives a fuck? Just go. Exactly. Just do it.
And then Victoria's Secret, 13 years I did that, you know, it's a very long time. And imagine all these trips that I did, all that money that I made, all the experiences that I had. If I would go back to the person that said, like, I don't think that they want you there, is like, you know, because everything is also like a stepping stone, is a building block to get you further and further. And so, you know.
And it's also like, sometimes it's like, you're kind of right, like, who cares if I get rejected? At least I know that I got rejected.
At least I tried.
Yeah. So you were the first ever German Victoria's Secret angel. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the Victoria's Secret show, because for so many of us, and I don't know if Gen Z understands it as much, but like, it truly was so iconic. Like, the fashion show, the broadcast, the wings, the angels, the outfits, the performers.
That was like a really big time in my life, because literally everyone was watching this.
Everyone.
You know, so you couldn't pass anyone that didn't watch it or didn't know about it.
Can you try to explain to us, like, what was it like walking that runway?
It was amazing. Oh. Like, I loved it. You know, some people, you know, and especially looking at the documentary afterwards, you know, when I saw some of the people, actually only just one person that I knew on it, you know, and I walked with her during those years, and she was like, I felt really uncomfortable doing this. And I'm like, that's just so strange to hear this, you know, like, if you feel uncomfortable, why are you doing it? I loved it always. Or you hear like some girls that were saying like, and then these silly wings, who wants to wear these silly wings? Well, I always wanted to wear those silly wings. I was like, I was actually upset. If I had small wings, I would actually go to the boss and I would be like, what have I done to deserve these little wings? I always come on time. I'm the first one. I leave last. I do 14 photos a day. I have the best time. Apparently you tell me that, you know, it's selling what I'm wearing. Why am I getting these little wings? You know, I would actually be upset. But there were literally some people I heard afterwards, they didn't love wearing those big wings. Oh, wow. I love them.
You have to be honest, though, when you got to put on those big wings, how heavy were they?
Yeah, you have to, you know, they're just like, you want to go immediately back, because I think I had some on that were twice as tall as me. So, you know, but you just, you rehearse it, you know, it's like a backpack, basically, you know, you have a strap here and a strap here, you put them on, and, you know, then you put your hair over it so people couldn't see the straps, and then off you went. So, you know, once I was like a star, so they gave me like this big snowflake, and then I had a chain that I had to pull. Oh, it's so funny when you watch it, it looks like a toilet chain, and I go, bink, and then it goes, it just opened up. But I was there for it, because it was fun.
I'm picturing you backstage, everyone's looking at like the biggest ones being like, oh fuck, those are so big, and Heidi's like, me put it on my back, let's go. Like, you just had a lot of fun with
it.
Are there any like backstage moments that you can kind of like remember that are so fun that you can share with my listeners who are called the Daddy Gang, that like are just fun BTS moments that you remember?
I mean, it was very fun to be with all the girls, you know, Giselle, Stephanie Seymour, Tyra. They would always call us Tidy and Hyra because we were just kind of joined by the hip. We did so many trips together all the time, you know. We did a lot for the catalog also, not just, you know, the fashion show. So we knew each other for 13 years, you know, going on a trip every other month. So it's just a lot of camaraderie, having fun.
I'm curious, though, because I think naturally, especially as women, like we, it is competitive, obviously, for you to even get that position. Like once you got the job, was the vibe all fun, or like was there some still competition once you had the job?
Not really. I mean, first, when I first started with Victoria's Secret and we went to like different trips together, I was kind of like, you know, the soccer players that have to sit on the sideline to wait until someone hurts their foot.
Yes.
So I was kind of like, you know, because it's all about selling and making numbers and making money at the end of the day, you know, so they are not going to put on the first few days 10 outfits on me. And then I have all these outfits in the catalog and no one buys it, because it was to believe that also the model had a lot to do with if a garment sells or not. So they just sprinkled me throughout here and there a little bit in order to test the waters, to see if I even sell. And then, you know, once the catalog was out and numbers were coming in, you know, then the next time I was more in front of the camera instead of just sitting on the sideline waiting that I get my turn, you know?
These moments made you so globally famous. Like, did you ever have a crazy interaction with a fan?
I mean, we had like weird stalkers a lot, you know, because we did a lot of in-store appearances. Oh. So people were like
jerking off. Is that your hand doing a jerking? Yeah. Guys, if you're not watching this and you're driving in your car, Heidi just slowly, really little, started jerking her hand off.
Yeah, so people had to be removed. Literally, they would be in line to wait and come to us and, you know, have their photo taken and sign whatever they bring for us to sign. And you know, sometimes they had to shut it down and remove people. And
they'd be jerking off in line.
Yes.
Oh my fucking God. Yeah. People are insane.
People do crazy
stuff. So
you're
like, you know what? You just jerk your weenie in the corner.
I don't care.
You're not hurting me, okay? Okay.
Or anyone else for that matter. Just do you. Have fun.
I could see that though, because I do think, I remember what I was going to say is like, men would get together to watch the show too. Like it was this fascination with like them like fantasizing like these are the most beautiful women in the world. So I could see men going a little fucking crazy, but you're right, if they're just jerking off, let it go. Okay, we're gonna play a little game.
Yeah,
it's gonna be rapid fire. Okay. You're doing great. This is very fun. Are you having fun?
Totally. Okay, yes. Good.
What is the most awkward interaction you've ever had with another celebrity?
Oh, when I met Joaquin Phoenix, and because I'm obsessed with Joaquin, I love my husband, but Joaquin Phoenix close second. So I met him and I couldn't get a word out. And you see me, I'm not very shy or, you know, but there I was kind of like, I don't know, I couldn't find the tongue. It was going everywhere. And he was just standing there and he was like, oh. Anyway, yes, never saw him again after that. But it was, yeah.
It was an experience where you're like,
that was awkward because I just
couldn't speak.
Yeah, I was a little like dumbfounded. My
too stunned to speak. The woman was too stunned to speak. Okay, I love that. Joaquin is cool. He's cool. What is the wildest place you've ever had sex?
Ooh, in the airplane? Is that wild?
Private?
In the water? Private? Yes, private.
Oh, private. In the water? Ooh,
in
where?
The water, like at night, and you know, in a beautiful place. What's your wildest place?
I always prefer a bed, you know, like I'm always like, oh, I would like to just be like horizontal on a bed. But I guess I would say water I've done. But like then I don't feel great down there afterwards. It doesn't work well with me. I'm like, ooh.
Is it ocean water? Or is it pool water?
Pool water.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Because they put a lot of stuff in the pool.
Oh, nasty. Yeah, never again.
And then it gets shoved in there. So that's probably not good.
Never again.
Salt water is better. Ocean water.
What is your worst habit?
I don't know. I wish my daughter was here. She could name a list immediately.
Wait, should we call Lenny and see if she'll answer?
Yeah, I'm going to call her.
Your mom was like, my daughter would roast me. Give a quick roast.
She found my sex closet.
You found your mom's sex closet?
I did when I was younger, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was going through it with my friends, And I was like, Mom, what is this? It was like the microphone. I was like, Mom, what is this? And I like really had no idea what it was. Then my mom got so mad at me after. She was like, you can't go in my stuff. But
that is so classic to be like, yeah, it's a microphone.
I was like showing it off to my friends. I was like, look how cool this is. Like, my mom has a whole cupboard. She has a whole drawer. And I snuck them into my mom's room and opened the drawer. And we all were taking videos. And we were like, oh my God. Like, yeah.
I was talking about me tanning topless in the garden. No, but she thought that I was gardening.
No, Mom, I have to say this.
She has a story,
Okay. Parties. I would have birthday parties at the house, or I'd have friends over, like my boyfriend over, and she tans topless by the pool. And I remember having like my girlfriends over, and I'd be so embarrassed and like scared, because usually in like my friends' families, like, you know, I never see their moms like tanning naked at the pool, but I thought it was normal. And my friends would always kind of be like kind of standoffish, but it was just so normal in our family.
All of a sudden, all the boys at school are like, we want to go to your mom's house today.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
You're the queen of Halloween. What has been your favorite costume over the years, if you had to pick?
I loved being really old. Just because people are always riding around on this, you know, being old and aren't you too old to do this? Aren't you too old to do that? And I turned 40 and then I was like, everyone is just banging on about that I should, you know, hang up everything that I'm doing because I'm so old. And then I'm like, old, I show them old is what I thought. And that's how I thought of making myself like 90 or 100 years old. So I love that because like every part of my body that you could see had to be aged, you know?
That is iconic.
I love being the worm too. 2 years ago as a little worm, little rainworm.
How did you come up with that?
Just because it's the most random thing. And I literally think about it every day of the year. I think about other things that I could do. Like I see things and then I'm like, could it be that? What about that? Could it be that? So I always try and think outside the box.
Right.
I love how a lot of people love to be sexy on Halloween. Right. I think it's because I get to be sexy in my job a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. I want to be more creative.
Got it.
And not necessarily that it's just about like, ooh, I want to like make it scary and ugly. Right. But I just want to make it unusual
and different.
Yeah. And different. I want people to be like, oh my God, this is so stupid, or this is silly, or what the heck is it? I just want like a great reaction from people. You
for
know?
Sure. Like, I don't think anyone would think like, okay, this year, let's all take a guess what she's going to be. And then they're like, a worm. Like, it's just, no one can ever guess what you're going to be because you're right. It is so out there. What is the most expensive costume?
Ooh, they're all very expensive. Very.
How much have you spent?
I literally have never made a dollar on Halloween because I don't do this for making money.
Right.
I do it because I love creating it. The art of it.
And you don't get like claustrophobic or anything when they're...
Yes, very.
You do?
Very.
Yeah, yes. I feel like I would be like, I can't breathe. Get me out of here. Very.
A lot of the times I don't drink or eat like hours before. Like when I was a worm, what am I going to do? So there was nothing going in, nothing going out. You know, it's kind of like when you take a dog on an airplane, same thing. That's how I was in my worm outfit.
And what if you had to pee? You just pee yourself.
Well, yes, I would have.
But you didn't.
And I would have left a little trail.
No
one looks down in a party, but I didn't.
What is the craziest thing that someone has ever done at one of your parties?
Come as a mattress.
Wait.
Like a full-on mattress. I was like, wow, why did I think of this? It was like a real mattress that they hollowed out the middle, stuck their body in it. So they were just like this full king-size mattress and they couldn't really fit through any which, like, you know, I was like.
No. Was it someone famous or
No.
You didn't know them?
No, I didn't know them.
Did you go up to them?
Yes. I was like, I'm jealous of what you have on right now. And this is me telling you this is embarrassing. I love your mattress.
I'm obsessed. Yeah,
no, sometimes people really come up with like amazing things and I'm like, and I thought I was thinking outside the box. I mean, I've walked on stilts. I learned how to walk on stilts and do like crazy things. Last year I did something with Cirque du Soleil. I had to fly all the way to Canada, meet everyone and then rehearse this stuff that they did. People are flying through the air. I had to climb through this guy, hop on this guy, and we were doing all this stuff. So, and then here this guy was with a mattress, and I was like, this is it.
No. The fact that you also, like, that probably took, like, no time. He just slid right in.
No, but he, you know, there's, like, metal pieces and then there's also, you know, foam stuff, so he had to make space to where he had to go.
Yeah. Where he could go. Yeah. Wow. I wonder if he laid down at any point during the night and like let people relax and
him,
right?
Yeah, I wonder where he is right now, the mattress from the Halloween party.
Reach out to us. We love you. Yeah. Shout out to mattress person.
Never saw him ever again.
That is so iconic. Okay, you did mention that your costumes aren't sexy because you're like sexy during the year. You're like, let's get creative.
I mean, I was Jessica Rabbit once, I think is the ultimate sex bomb ever.
Ever, ever.
When I was getting ready, everyone thought that I was going to be Kim Kardashian because it started with putting the prosthetics of the boobs. And I had like, you know, they made me a gorgeous booty and everything. And I usually like post throughout me getting ready so people can start guessing. And they were like, yes, she's definitely Kim.
And then you're like, no, Kim's boobs aren't this big, ladies and gentlemen. No, Watch me.
I was Jessica Rabbit.
If you had to pick one of your costumes to role play in the bedroom, which costume would it be?
Ooh. Jessica Rabbit. Jessica. Probably. Yeah.
Do you think your husband would like that one?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think that's the best one. Because, like, maybe not the old person, but maybe. You're like, baby, this is what we're
I'm
in for.
Halfway there. Again, I'm 16 years older than him, so.
Can we talk about how your legs at one point were insured for
yes,
$2 million?
But I didn't do that.
Okay. Can you explain it to people that have no idea what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes. So I had this client who was an epilator client.
What is that?
It's when it removes your hair.
Oh, okay.
An epilator. Okay. So instead of shaving it.
Yes, like laser.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not a laser. It's like something you can actually do. It's like this little machine and it just takes them out.
Oh.
And they had my legs insured at the time. For like 3 years, I worked for the company and then I had to go to London and this person came and looked at my legs. And unfortunately, on one leg, I had a scar. So that was a bad leg. So that was not a good, that was not as insured for that much. And the other one was, and it was, I don't remember how much it was, but it didn't come for me. They wanted that. And I was like, all right, insure those legs. Let's go.
And so if your leg, because I'm pretty sure I read it was like $2 million, like what does insuring it do? Like, God forbid something happened to it. Like,
I really don't know. And the other day on America's Got Talent Fantasy League, I fell and literally I have now the biggest scar on my leg. Immediately everyone came running. They were like, no, these insured legs. And I'm like, don't worry. I don't care at all. But I'm like, this is so like old news. This was ages ago when they did that, you know, but I don't know, maybe at that time, who knows? I have no idea.
People are crazy. What is something that immediately turns you on?
Ooh, I just need to look at my husband. Yes.
What is the most cringe thing a guy has ever done to get your attention?
They put their wiener in the popcorn box.
Sorry. Hold on. Wait. Explain this.
You know, when they hold the popcorn box and you just keep eating and all of a sudden I was like, yes, there was more in the popcorn box as it was sitting on his lap.
Shut the fuck up.
No, he poked like a little hole. You know, those things are like, what are those? Cardboard?
Type? Yeah, cardboard little popcorn box.
Paper things. Yes. Dug a hole in the bottom. Shoved his little wiener sausage through it, and as I'm munching down,
you're like,
yes,
whoa,
there it was,
a thick piece of popcorn. Damn. what was your reaction? What did you do?
I thought it was funny.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah,
you're but I'm not like now like turned on.
no
you're like, but
poor him, because also it's like salty, you know. Right,
but you like popcorn, so maybe it's like a good little lube.
There was no lubage on it. There was no lubage on it, but it was, it, you know, it made me laugh. Like no one had ever done that right to me before and never anyone after again.
Oh, so unique. That's not even cringe. That's beautiful. Genius.
Kind of fun. It's funny.
It's funny. It's comedy. It's comedy.
I mean, you have to be very
creative.
Creative and also feel confident that
was it
you
hard?
Pull that off.
Was it hard or soft?
I mean,
a little floppy.
Let's call it chubby.
Oh my God.
My daughter is gonna kill me. I love you.
No. I think she's actually, her friends are gonna be like, this is the best episode of Call Her Daddy ever. Your mom's a legend. Let's call it chubby.
Well, chubby is a stage before.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Did you end up having sex with him that day?
No.
You let it just kind of flaccid out.
Yeah.
Like it just kind of deflated.
Yeah.
You kept eating your popcorn.
It deflated. No, I think I was done by that point. I mean, it's also a while ago. I don't remember.
Okay. That is one of the best answers I think I've ever heard on Call Her Daddy. Okay.
oh my God.
How would you describe your type?
I mean, look at my
husband.
I'm saying look at my past.
You don't have a type.
I don't have a type. Mm-mm. I mean, I've had someone bald, you know, really old, long hair, skinny, bigger. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more about personality, would you say?
Yeah.
What do you look for in personality?
I mean, their personalities also have been very, very different, you know. But at the end of the day, you want some who you feel comfortable with, snuggle with. You know, even though I'm quite strong, I still want to be the woman in the relationship and be, you know, not the one putting the arm around. I want to be the one that snuggles in the arm, you know, like, so, you know, someone who makes you feel great and sees you also and continues to see you, because I feel like in the beginning they try everything to get you and they're like the eyes don't move anywhere else but on you, and then, you know, it's like, why are those eyes on it? Where yeah. You know, so I feel like when you have someone who really continues to see you and you know, do everything for you the same way how we do things for them,
so true.
So where it's like you love them and they love you back in the same way, that's the most important thing.
That is so cute. Okay, would you say you're a sexual person?
Yes.
On a scale of prude to total freak, where do you fall, Heidi?
9.
Oh, you're a freak. Love.
Yeah, it would be a 9. You gave me a range till 10, right? So yeah, I didn't go for the full 10. I would go for the 9.
Love. We love that on Call Her Daddy. Yeah. You know, I don't know if your daughter told you like the origins of the show, but like very sexual. Very like fun sexual though. Like I've taught a lot of women how to give good blowjobs. Oh. Like we're open here.
Yeah.
Oh, I love your reaction.
I wish I was there for that lesson.
Gluck 9000, I'll send you the episode. It's amazing. Do you like vibrators?
I do like them. I was thinking when I was doing the worm that should be a vibrator.
Oh my God, wait, hold on.
Maybe not with my face on it, but
you were thinking of being a vibrator for...
No, after I did the worm, you know, 2 years ago, I was thinking, you know, this could be like a really cute little vibrator.
Oh, like a worm vibrator.
I mean, not that small.
Oh, right. Huge. Big. This. How big are your
Maybe
vibrators?
Maybe double-sided, because a worm is double-sided.
Right.
Kind of. Could have a small end and a bigger head, or vice versa.
Oh my God, you should invent the worm vibrator.
Right?
And do you think people would buy it if it actually looked like a worm, though? Maybe not.
Would you, if it was cute? Like a cute little rainworm? Yes.
Yes. No.
Yes. No?
Yes. Yes. And then maybe if someone walks in on you using it, you can be like, oh my God, like...
there's a worm in my bed.
Like, what is happening? Okay, great. Okay, what is your favorite vibrator? Like, what's your go-to?
I mean, obviously the wand.
The wand.
Just because it's very thorough in its...
That is literally...
You know it's on.
You know it's on. That is such a... That, the way you just did that, I'm
because,
like...
Because some things, you just don't even know it's on.
Yeah, you're like, hello, are you down there? Like, trying to, like, click it up, get some more energy going.
You know.
Are you okay to use the wand during sex, or do you not use the wand during sex?
Why not? Plus, if you go for many different hours, you can have many different things happening.
Do you typically have sex for hours?
Yes.
Oh. Really? You have that much stamina?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I think it's easier for the woman than it is for the men. So does the men have that much stamina is the thing. Because the men usually are the ones that can't go for that long.
They're like, oh, and it's like, it's been 5 minutes.
Or, you know, it's a lot of blood that has to be pumped in a certain place. And so I feel like, you know, some can't do it.
Right. You're right. We don't get enough credit. Like once we have an orgasm, I'm like, okay, I could go again. But men, it's like, oh, hold on, wait, whoa, wait,
you know, so the key is for them to not have that first reaction so that it can stay longer. But a lot of guys cannot do that.
But your husband can.
My husband can.
Woo! Can you describe your sex life in 3 words?
Endless, hot, wild.
Oh my God. Good? We're all trying to picture it. This is very hot. Okay, you kind of mentioned this at the beginning of the interview. Yeah. And when I was researching you, I noticed there were people that had a lot to say about your relationship and how your husband is younger than you. What are your thoughts on it?
Two middle fingers up on my end. I just always think, why do people care? I never talk about anyone.
Right.
Live and let live. Like, what is it to you who I'm with?
Right.
I understand, you know, also because, you know, he has a band and he's known in a lot of places of the world and people also find him very hot. He didn't pick you. Get over it. So it's like, what is it to you? Like, I picked him, he picked me. And it's like, if maybe you meet and you have a chance, maybe this is things will change. But do you know what I mean? I feel always so like, true. Why are people getting involved? Like, I would never... right. comment on someone else, on what they do, who they're doing, and how they look or how they don't look. Who cares?
It's so true. It's like, if you're happy, like, that's great. And then the people commenting, it's like, why do you even have enough time to comment on my relationship?
You How's know, your
relationship?
Where people are like, I'm 16 years older. Thanks for pointing it out. I also know he knows. I wasn't lying to him, you know? He right. knew how old I was from the very beginning. I know I will be aging faster. I mean, not faster, but yes, yeah. I'm still, the 16-year gap will always be there. Right. That's just how it is. But that's his choice and my choice. So right. I never understand why people care.
This is the energy we need. I appreciate that energy because I think sometimes, especially with social media where you can like read so many comments, I think a lot of people get just like pressured into maybe like they making statements or feeling like, oh my God, do I need to explain myself or whatever? And you're like, I don't give a fuck.
That's why I also turned it off.
Yeah.
I turned my Instagram handles off a few years ago.
Oh, comments?
Not the handle altogether, yeah. but like the mm-hmm. comments, because I don't want to be influenced what mm-hmm. people put in my head. I feel like you have to, it's harder to walk to the beat of your own drum if you constantly hear more noise interfering. Yeah. I feel like it's good that you just do what you would naturally do.
Yeah.
You know?
I did that same thing. I think it was now 2-ish years ago. I
turned it off as
yeah,
well.
My yeah. Instagram comments are off, and like I've never been happier. I'm like, I have no idea what anyone thinks about this photo, and I don't yeah. give a fuck.
I mean, in one sense, you know, I love that there are so many fans yes. that are following, and I feel bad for the people who are actually genuine and yes. nice, and who, you know, I would love to see what yeah. they have to say, but there's so many people that are just barfing yes. from morning to night, and I'm like, I'm just not down for it. I'm just like, no.
That is literally how we have to describe the trolls on the internet. They're just barfing from morning to night.
You know?
It's true.
I don't want to do that.
It's exhausting. And I also think, like, I found, like, I do think sometimes even, like, the good comments, I love them so much, and people still can DM me, but, like, I don't think I also need an over, like, thousands of people telling me how pretty I look or great. Like, I don't, that's not healthy either.
But sometimes, you know, but sometimes they can be like, oh my God, this thing that you did there, where can I get that?
Yeah, totally.
Then I could be like, easily, blah, 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 blah. Yes. It's right there, you know? So yep. in that sense, no, I also don't need to know, like, how you think I look good in this outfit. I feel like I look good in this outfit. That's why I put it on, exactly. you know? Literally. But,
yes.
I mean, my husband would tell me if he hates if I have something on. That's what I care about, or, yeah. you know, but.
That's it. Yeah, great answer. You've had relationships in the past, obviously, not just your husband. What is a hard lesson that you've learned about love that you would want to like teach your kids one day?
It doesn't matter how hard you love someone. It doesn't make them love you the same or back as hard as you love them. You know, or sometimes also, and even, you know, with a partner or anyone for that matter, you know, sometimes you think a certain way, but their head is differently in there. They don't think the same way how you do. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I think that just crushed all of us. There's so many people watching being like, oh my God, you're so right.
No, because I've had relationships yeah. in the past where I love them so much and I do everything. And, you know, I'm like a love bug. Like, I fall in love and then I'm just like, I dive in head first and it's just like, I'm all the way in there, you know? And then, you know, you just realize sometimes that you just don't get it back the same way. And even though you go full on, if they're just not the same way, it doesn't change.
It's so well said. And Daddy Gang, I hate to say it, but like, someone clip this and just re-listen to this every time you're with like a fuck boy and you're like, it's going to work out. He's going to like me one day. We always know, like, when you're putting so much more in and you're trying, like, if you like them more, like, that says something. Like, find someone that likes you equally. Like,
I had a relationship cheated on me for 4 years straight from the very beginning to the very end, all the time until I found out.
How did you find out?
I had the opportunity to go into the emails, which I'd never done.
Of course.
And all of a sudden, it was kind of, I found so many things where I was just like, wow. But then I always knew deep down inside,
Right.
The days when you were like, what happened? Why didn't you pick up? You were in this place, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, my phone, something happened to my phone. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't have a charger. Or all of a sudden it's like radio silence for like in your I had this pit always in my stomach where I was like, something is up, you know, but then you get reassured. Are you crazy? I love you so much. You everything to me, you know, blah, 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 blah. So you're like, okay, he's telling me all this stuff. Okay, I feel better for a hot minute. Then something happens again and you're like, I still feel this. It's this bad feeling that I'm burping up again. Yeah. And I was always right. I always knew.
That also must have been so hard to see that it was from the very beginning.
Yes.
Because then you...
It was a lie from the very beginning.
The beginning.
For 4 years.
And that's so hard because you're like, oh my God. Then you kind of start to replay like any happy, beautiful moments you had.
Yeah.
And knowing like, oh my God, like you are a pathological liar at this point. Like you're just being able to be in bed with me, look at me, have moments of telling me you love me. And then like 4 fucking years of that. I mean, I think you're right though. And that's what's hard. And everyone though does have to come to it on their own. I feel like it's hard when friends try to get involved and convince their friends. I know they're cheating. Like, you, everyone really does know. You have the gut feeling. Like, that pit in your stomach I've had before, and there is nothing worse because you feel so alone, and the only person that can actually make you feel better in that moment is the person that's hurting you.
Yeah.
Like, and but what you don't realize is, like, if you just get yourself out of it,
yeah,
you don't deserve to have a pit in your stomach.
And then at that moment, you really think there is no other parents with great sons. You think this is it. This is it. How is this possible? And then it's like, you know, I know you always say like, oh, other parents have also nice sons, you know, but in that moment you just think, no,
men,
there is no one else for me. This was it. This is the one, you know. And then also it's hard when you meet someone new again, because then you kind of feel like, is this the same pit again? Is this happening again? It takes a hot minute to also trust that person again. And then, you know, I've been told, like, you can't put your old shit on me. You know what
I mean? It's so hard, though.
You have to give people a chance again, but it is hard. Especially when this happened to you for numerous years.
Yes.
You know, to trust that again.
It's very difficult. I'm curious, like, getting cheated on is one thing. Like, have you ever fallen out of love with someone?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, can you explain like how you knew it was time to leave?
Yeah, no, I told this person too. I said, I don't love you anymore.
Oh.
Like literally, I just said it.
That's so hard because it's like, and did anything like awful happen or it was just like you just realized?
No,
like,
I just realized it and I voiced it and I was like, this is just not forever. You know what I mean?
I feel like
It was very sad, but I was like, I'm not going to string this along or play something that it's not. So
I think that's the hardest part, is because like people will like write into me and be like, Alex, like I think I still love my boyfriend, but like I don't know. And I'm like, well, that's your first answer. If you don't know, then you don't.
You know, with my husband, I know
exactly. You like, should know.
There's no question about anything.
Yeah.
So if you have a question, that's already not a good start.
It's not a good start. And I think a lot of people struggle if there's been years of it where you're like, I don't want to hurt the person, but you're actually just, you are hurting the person.
By making it longer.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, get out if you can and let yourselves both restart rather than being like, I feel so bad that I'm going to tell the person I don't love them anymore. Like, I think they'd want to know.
Yes. Yes, for sure. I wish I would have known with that person that dicked me around for 4 years.
Me too. For you, Heidi. You have chosen yourself and walked away from relationships, from jobs once they stopped serving you. What advice can you give to my listeners about like how to know in life when it's time to move on?
Again, the question that arises, the same with, you know, with a boyfriend that you said, you know, maybe you don't love that person. So already if you're like, for me it was with Victoria's Secret, you know, after a certain years, you know, I was kind of like, I think it's time for me to hang up my wings, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm older now I have 3 children. There's like young beautiful new girls coming up, so I was like, before I get the boot, I think I'm just going to leave on this note right here, you know, instead of...
Do you think that was like one of the most difficult things you ever had to walk away from?
Well, you close one door, you open another. Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm also someone who always has another goal, another thing that I'm interested in doing. So I had a great run, is what I thought, you know, and I met so many amazing people, and you know, there's other opportunities, and you know, then I had many different TV shows that I was doing and still doing. So I was kind of like, okay,
right,
you know.
Let's talk about your new song.
Yes.
Woo! Sunglasses at Night. And it's cool that you did collaborate with Tiësto. I'm curious, like, how did you get first into music? Is this something you're like very, very passionate about?
Well, very first, I did a Christmas song. Uh-huh. And I think it was 2006 or 2008. It was quite funny. I have four fans, and those are my four kids. They all know it and they love it. I mean, I think they love it. Do you love it, Lainey? I hope so. So every time when it was something like fun or something that was for me a challenge, something that I normally don't do, mm-hmm. I was like, yes.
Let's try
because it. Because I love, you know how other people love going on a roller coaster? That's what I don't want to do. Or they shoot themselves to the friggin'
moon
space for 30 minutes and then come back down. It seems like everyone is doing these days. I don't want to go. But like when someone gives me an opportunity and sticks a mic in my face, I want to do it.
Oh my God, I love it.
Anyway, I'm in the shower and then I think about this Sunglasses at Night song. And I'm like, you know how it starts? And I'm like, it's just such a cool vibe.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, who should I do this with? Or who could I ask? Who would be so crazy? And then I literally asked Tyce. His name is Tyce.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'm like, I have this great idea for a new track that I would love to do with you. He's like, you sing? And I'm like, not really, but. And then he's like, okay, what's your idea? I'm like, I want to do the Corey Hart song, Sunglasses at Night. And he went, I think in that moment he thought, why did I think of that myself? I kind of saw the hamster on the wheel running, kind of like, okay, he was already, I feel like, producing it in his head right then and there. So then it just happened like that, you know. I recorded my lines and, you know, sent it over to him, and then he produced the song, and here it is. Like, it just, sometimes I pinch myself how I hook these things up somehow.
Yeah.
And I always think, if you don't tell people, how are they going to know these crazy ideas that are roaming around in your head? So,
yeah.
Again, I could have gotten a no, and then I would have probably asked again. But but he said yes, so then I immediately, you know, went for it. And it just went super fast, and then there it is.
It's so fun because it really is, like, the theme of today is, like, go for what you want and who gives a shit. Because even if you get a no, at least you know. Like, it goes all the way back to you with Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated, and then even like the singing, you're like, I'm not a singer, but like, yeah, I can be one, let's sing, and like, just go for it.
And then either people love that vibe that we put together on there, or they don't.
Yes.
And again, people have a choice at the end of the day. The customer, or you know, the listeners are
right,
the ones that then are the judge, and they choose if they want it or they don't want it.
Let me just be clear. The Daddy Gang, my audience, is going to absolutely support you on this, Heidi, because we love you. After this interview, I'm like, you're my favorite person. This is like the best vibe.
Thank
you're
you.
Such good energy. And we're going to be playing Sunglasses at Night. Daddy Gang's like, our girl is on this track. Yeah. No, it's so fun. It really is so fun. And
okay, everyone, get your sunglasses out. I tried to be sexy on this one.
Wait, do it again. Okay.
Did you actually hear
it? We did. No? We were playing it downstairs. It's fun. Do it again.
No, because I wanted to, because I have this annoying voice. I also, for this, I brought it down a notch, you know, and I was like,
okay, everyone, get your sunglasses out.
It's so good.
I was like,
I love the little tit shimmy.
I got that from Sofia Vergara. She always does that.
It's good. It's really good. You're also judging this season of America's Got Talent Fantasy League.
Yeah.
I have got to ask, last question. Have you cracked Simon Cowell? Is he a softie or is he really tough?
He's soft.
He is.
Yeah, he's soft. I wish I could give him a makeover. I asked him since the first day I met him. I was like, please leave it up to me. I come from this. This is what I do. I love fashion. Please, let's go shopping together.
What does he say?
He doesn't want to. He has his style, and now I'm over it. Now I'm like, okay, you do you. I do me. I get it. But sometimes I'm like, I wish he would do me instead of you. But he doesn't. So I love him. I love him. He's a great boss. He's a lot of fun.
Yes.
The other day when I told you I fell and blood was gushing and, you know, everyone comes running to me. How are you doing? I'm like, I didn't fall on my head. I'm fine. And he's like, make more of it, make more of it. He's just so much fun.
He's like, play it up, let's
he
go.
He was like, make more of it. This is great for the television.
Oh my God, yeah. In pain.
I was like, you're right. I should. No, but I didn't.
That is hilarious. Yeah, he could use a makeover, but you know what? You look great. And that's all you can control, Heidi.
No, but I love him. And he is so right with so many different, you know, mm-hmm. things that he says to the people that are on the stage. Like sometimes someone will sing a song and he will be like, stop the music. I don't even know if that airs half of the time, but he does it all the time. Oh. He stops the music and I feel terrible for them because they're like, now what? But I always have to say, the act gets better after that. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't love the song. You started off in the wrong key. You're too nervous. You need water. What do you need? Not that song. Do you have anything else? And then usually when they sing another song, better. It's like another person's. Yeah.
He's so talented.
He really is. And he has amazing ideas. And wow. with Fantasy League, that was his idea too.
Damn.
Because I think maybe he thought he and us, we were not getting enough airtime, so he made our job a little bit bigger so we could be on a little longer.
You've been such a good judge. You will be such a good mentor. The song is so fun. You are so fun. And I'm just, like, excited that I got to meet you because you...
Same.
You're even, like... You're even more charming in person, honestly.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
When I watch you on TV, I always smile when you're talking. I'm just like, oh, there she is. And I don't even know you. But now, like, being with you in person, I'm like, you're so great. And it's been so fun to, like, record
thank
with you.
You should come and visit us sometimes when we shoot AGT. It's a lot of fun.
I will
especially
come.
When we do auditions. So that's what we're going to start with after Fantasy League is... Oh. all aired.
I would love that.
Then we start with auditions, and the auditions are the most fun. Like, people do things where you're like, what on earth is this? Like, people will like fart and blow out candles with their fart air. Like, they do things.
Sign me up.
No, they do things where you're like, I've never seen this before. Like, literally, I've never seen this before. So it's a lot of fun. So
you
can come anytime.
I would love to come. Truly, that sounds so much fun, especially because you'll just be there and you make everything fun, clearly. This has been so fun.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough for coming on. I already know the Daddy Gang loves you.
I'll be back next week.
Oh, yeah. You'll be back next week. You're the new... This is actually our formal announcement that Heidi Klum is Caller Daddy's new co-host. So here every week, the two of us tune in.
I'll be back for more. I'll be back for more.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Did this episode leave you wanting more? Obviously it did. Daddy Gang, here are two episodes I think you'll also like. Go watch Binge Call Her Daddy. Hey Mitchell, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
I've always felt pretty secure and confident with who I was first before getting into a relationship. I don't want to constantly be living in a state of anxiety, wondering where they are, what they're doing. Like, if you're staying up at night, not sleeping, stalking an Instagram, he's still going to do what he's going to do. Because if it's the wrong person, why do you want to waste your time with them anyways? For those listening who are in their 20s, save yourselves, learn from us. Don't waste your days.
Janelle Monáe, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Thank you so much for having me. Getting to the root of, like, my rejection abandonment, I thanked the person I was in a relationship with. They forced you to deal with something that you were not going to deal with. I'm feeling much lighter now. I float. I had to let some things go to get to this place. And once I got over that hump, everything started to change for me. And I think I'm a powerful ass motherfucker.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy Gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.